you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, July 21st, 2020. But wait, Marianne, it's kind of Memorization Monday on Tuesday because we had Testimony Tuesday on Monday.
We got carried away talking.
There's a song. I should have almost led that as our opening theme.
What's that?
When I Get Carried Away.
Oh,
Bill, are you familiar
that
with that song? When I Get Carried
Very
Away?
Very much so. Oh. Ivan Parker sings it.
Oh,
yes, he does.
Oh, in fact, the Singing Men of GNN, we've sang that as backup.
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
have.
Why is that so fresh in my mind?
I know, and he's so good at it, Ivan.
Ivan Parker, in fact, he was scheduled to be here in the June, July time, but because of COVID-19, we had to cancel, and then we were rescheduling for October, but then there were too many uncertainties, and then the Singing Men were no longer meeting. But Ivan Parker, it'll be the fourth time he's come in, and the Singing Men of GN, we sing backup, but that's one of the songs we sing alongside with him.
Can you play that today at the end of our program?
I'll have to see if I can.
That song.
Yeah, we'll try to close out the program with a portion
Ivan,
of it,
okay?
Or with Ivan Parker, When I Get Carried Away. Well, anyways, we were so encouraged and blessed, and I plan to give Bill just a little window of time to do a little shout-out for the WLLM listeners and the staff and the volunteers and the team that God raised up many years ago to equip Bill to be a very effective station manager with the founding of WLLM. And Bill kind of got on a roll, and Marianne were like pleased with his comments
and
his sharing. And I thought,
so interesting.
Hey, no reason to force in Memorization Monday. We'll just see if we can have Bill back on Testimony Tuesday, and we can talk about Philippians 4:6, which says, do not be anxious. And it's really interesting. It's kind of like a command from God.
It is.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So we're going to talk about that at some point today, unless we keep Bill for a third day and have him on the Prime Life Times in review. But if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And I think we had a pretty swell introduction to you, Bill. I don't know. Hopefully you were able to get through the doorway. Your head might have swelled a bit because...
I don't think so.
Because there's a lot of people that I've come in contact with that says, Bill is a gem of a man, a godly man. He's very positive, upbeat. I quoted a few people yesterday that said, I've never seen him down. In fact, there's been some things that were maybe unfair in Bill's life. And they said, I've never seen him whine or complain about it. He looks on the bright side of things because he has a relationship with God and he draws his strength from God. And so we're going to talk a little more about your testimony, Bill. But this verse, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. We're going to have Marianne read the writings by Robert J. Morgan from his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. Then we'll pick up and see how much time we have left for you to share how you've seen God keeping you from being anxious and how you've had to rely on prayers and petition and seeking him. And because of that and the ways he's ministered to you, you can give thanks. And I hope some of your testimony and sharing will encourage those that are maybe down and out or disenfranchised or hurting or feeling God's abandoned them or isn't answering their prayers according to their desires. And maybe you can help give meaning or help people understand that God is a good God. And as we lift up the name of Jesus today, Bill, you just seem to be the perfect one to talk about Philippians 4:6. So Marianne, my co-host on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, she has a prayer ministry to thousands of people. Well, she has a prayer ministry that she developed that reaches out to people throughout the country and parts of the world. They can call in an 800 number, and Bill, you love praying and meet with people to pray, so that was kind of neat that we discovered you had in common. But Marianne serves as our editor-in-chief of the Prime Life Times paper, and we've been talking about that each and every Wednesday. And it's now available in Lincoln at the Great Big R. So, Bill, you and others can go down there and talk to the manager, Bob, there, and pick up the Prime Life Times paper, and it's being distributed throughout Lincoln. And
I told you, Mark, Lincoln's the center of the world.
You do. You've said great things about Lincoln. In fact, next week on Memorization Monday, if in fact we do it on Monday, Ray Peppel will be our special guest, and he's going to be talking about Philippians 4:7. And as I was driving through Lincoln the other day, I saw his church, and I called to see if he was in, but I get to share Ray with our Great News Radio listeners, and for that matter, the whole listening family from the LUJ family of stations, 19 frequencies now, so we praise God for the work that Bill did to get us to this point where we get to oversee God's work through all those frequencies.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But Lincoln is starting to grow on me. The people that I've met there, I appreciate.
See?
And then in about 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to have one of the faculty members from Lincoln University
Mike Nichols.
On. Yeah, Mike Nichols is going to be a special guest. And who knows? I hope that we can develop an affiliation with Lincoln Christian University, whether maybe at some point they have a series of articles in the Prime Life Times paper or experts from different areas or some radio interviews. I'm not sure. I'm just praying up how God would use that great asset, that work of his in Lincoln, to help expand the work that we want to do through our broadcast. So.
Now, here's a heads up to everybody. Mark's been traveling around the countryside, and he just stops in at random and at will. Like, if he knows you live there, he knows a church pastor, anybody, he'll stop in unexpected, knock on the door. Hi, I'm Mark Burns. So prepare yourself.
Yeah, that's the kind of maybe a foreshadowing or a warning for those of you in Lincoln. But I really appreciate it as we've developed relationships with businesses in Bloomington, Lincoln, and Springfield. Mm-hmm. There's a great roadway that connects all three.
Yes, there is a road that connects all those cities.
Right.
There is.
And it's on our Wow God program guide. If you don't have our program guide that lists the three formats, because of the 19 frequencies, we have three different formats. So we have like teaching and music primarily on one, and then we have more music and teaching on the other, and then a combination of different times you can tune in to David Jeremiah or Tony Evans or Focus on the Family. So we provide some different options for people, and we stream all the broadcasts so you can pick them up online, or if your radio doesn't have great reception or you live out of state, or for that matter, we have some listeners that are faithful in Russia now.
Oh my.
And there's some in Israel and Canada and a few other countries. So you just never know who might tune in and listen to our broadcast.
So exciting.
So if you're just joining us, we have Bill Dolan on the phone lines with us. Bill was our special...
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, there's Bill. He was our special guest on Memorization Monday.
I don't know if you can see me on the radio, but I'm waving at all of you.
Oh, that's
we
great.
See it, Bill, and I'm feeling the warmth.
All right.
Feeling the love. And Bill was one of the founders of WLLM many years ago. He currently serves at the Lincoln Salvation Army 360 Life Center, helps people in a variety of ways, and we talked a bit about that yesterday. So that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And under our archive programs page, you can see the link. And it was titled yesterday's broadcast, Meet Bill Dolan.
That's a great title.
Yeah.
Meet Bill Dolan. I like it.
And so,
meet all of you.
So Marianne's going to be reading from 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart by Robert J. Morgan, kind of to set the framework or give a little bit of an overview, and then we'll talk with Bill on how he's seen this verse used of God to equip and give him peace and satisfaction in the Lord.
Okay. So here's what Robert J. Morgan has to say. In his biography of Sidlow Baxter, E.A. Johnson relates a story about this verse. I'm going to stop and say, I looked this up because I don't like to just gloss over people. Sidlow Baxter was an Australian who went to England, who was a theologian, writer, and pastor. E.A. Johnson has a series of books about people who were very instrumental in starting revivals.
Hmm.
So that's interesting.
And he's from Australia originally. Wow.
Okay, so I'll start over. In his biography of Sidlow Baxter, E.A. Johnson relates a story about this verse. When Baxter was 88, he preached in Memphis, saying, I was over in Scotland, and at one point while there, I slumped into a deep despondency. Everything seemed upsetting and frustrating and foreboding. It seemed as though the promises of the Bible were like pie crust. Was it any use praying longer? I was having trouble with deafness And along with that, tinnitus, loud noises in both my ears day and night. I went to bed weary with mental wrestling and frustration. And then, somewhere between night and morning, September 6th and 7th, something happened that changed everything. I heard no audible voice, but someone had wakened me amid the curtains of the night and was speaking within me. He said, "Sid, Sid, are you forgetting Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7? Those verses, 6 and 7, perfectly match September 6 and 7. You've been forgetting the Thanksgiving. Hand everything over to me, Sid, and start praying again with Thanksgiving. And start believing that what you ask for becomes yours. Try it, Sid. And if you do, Philippians 4, 6, and 7 is all yours." Baxter continued, "Philippians 4, 6, and 7 was like an electric bulb turned on, and I saw everything with illuminating difference and clearness. My whole nervous system had become relaxed. And as I prayed with thanksgiving, I could never forget it. The peace of God invaded my heart like a gentle zephyr." I love that word, zephyr. It's a gentle wind. It's a beautiful wind. Okay, and here's a little inset piece he wrote. "Ruth Bell Graham once told of lying awake at 3 o'clock in another country, worried about someone she loved who was trying hard to run away from God. As she later recalled, suddenly the Lord said to me, 'Quit studying the problems and start studying the promises.'"
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. "Now, God has never spoken to me audibly, but there's no mistaking when he speaks. So I turned on the light, got out my Bible, and the first verse that came to me was Philippians 4, 6. The two words that stuck out to me were these, 'with thanksgiving.'" And here Ruth says, "Suddenly I realized the missing ingredient in my prayers had been the with thanksgiving. So I put down my Bible and spent time worshiping him for who he is and what he is. I began to thank God for giving me this one I loved so dearly in the first place. I even thanked him for the difficult spots, which taught me so much. And you know what's happened? It was as if suddenly someone turned on the lights in my mind and heart, and the little fears and worries, which like mice and cockroaches had been nibbling away in the darkness, suddenly scuttled for cover." Here's a quote by evangelist John Rice. "Those words, 'in everything,' are blessed words. The Bible here plainly commands us that in everything we should make our requests known to God."
Philippians 4, 6. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Now, Bill, I think some weeks back I said, "Hey, would you be a part of Memorization Monday and share on maybe one of the verses that are coming up in the weeks ahead?" And you said, "Hey, any verse." You're like some of our guests. You said, "I love God's Word. I love the Bible. Pick out a verse. I'd be happy to talk about
it." That's so good.
Does this verse have special significance to you, or a story you can tell about why you love it so much?
This verse has so many different applications. Probably many of our listeners today have hung on this verse as like a life jacket. Many have probably felt that things just in their lives are so out of control, their foundation is shaking underneath them, and they need something to hang on to. And this verse, for many, has been that life jacket, has been that bar to hang on to. God has just done so many wonderful things, and you made the comment yesterday about, you know, how happy and joyful and all that. It's like, I give Jesus all the credit for whoever and whatever I am today, and he is my life jacket. He is the bar that I've had to hang on to all these years, these almost 35 years that I've been blind and over 25 years or so that I've known him as my Savior. And I tell you, in my life, I've had a lot of things that have caused me to be anxious, to feel anxiety. And I'm sure that many of our listeners can relate to that, mm-hmm. whether it's poverty, whether it's divorce, whether it's the loss of a child, whether it's depression, whether it's just any number of circumstances that can come into our lives. And with this whole COVID-19 thing, I hear every day how anxious people are how frightened people are and worried about what's going to happen with our country and all of this. And when we only focus on what's making us anxious and all the things that cause anxiety, it just drags us down like we're going to be drowned in the ocean. And this verse is just a perfect picture of what sustains us, what holds us up, what keeps us going when we're at our lowest, when we're at our deepest time of need. You know, this anxiousness oftentimes it can be so difficult for us to free ourselves from. Our minds can be so occupied by these thoughts. And I think it's the Apostle Paul that says, set your mind on things above instead of things on earth. When we're anxious about things, we're thinking about things here on earth. You know, that when we think about heaven and we think about God, there's no need to be anxious. There's no anxiety in heaven, thank the Lord. Mm-hmm. There's only joy, peace, and all of these wonderful things that we have to look forward to when we get to heaven. And it says here in this verse, but in everything, whatever your circumstances are, you know, maybe you have a disability like I do. Maybe you've lost a job like when the radio station closed. Maybe you have gone through a broken relationship. Maybe you've gotten cancer. Maybe you've gotten COVID. Whatever you're going through, in everything, and when the Bible says everything, it means everything. Yeah. It just doesn't mean some stuff. Yeah. It means everything through prayer and supplication. You know, I love it on Facebook when I hear people say, well, I'm just going to send positive thoughts your way. Well, you know, prayer is not just positive thoughts. Prayer is talking to a living God who loves and cares about our anxieties, our trials, our tribulations. And, you know, he can do something about the problems we face.
Praise God.
And so I love the fact that we can take our prayers and our supplications before him in thanksgiving. How in the world are we to be thankful when we're facing trials? When a radio station closes, or when a person goes blind, or when a person loses their job, or you name the circumstance you're going through, how in the world do you remain thankful? But in this verse, it says we're to be thankful in those things. And how do we do that? We thank God, because he is the source of thanksgiving. He is joyful. He is our provision and our sustenance. Let your requests be made known to God. He doesn't care what you're going through. I mean, he does, but what I mean is whatever you're facing, whatever you're dealing with, bring it to him. There's nothing too little, nothing too small, nothing too big. He can handle everything that you're facing. And in my life, I've had to do this thousands and thousands of times. Mm-hmm. I have every reason in the world to face anxiety and to give up and to throw in the towel, just like many of you every day are tempted to do. Mm-hmm. But it's a verse like this that says, you know what, you don't have to give up, because there's always somebody out there who's ready to listen. You're not going to get a voicemail. You're not going to get a locked door. You're always going to have somebody available to you at any moment who's ready to meet your need. All you have to do is call out to him.
We are fortunate to have a creator who loves us.
Absolutely.
And we're fortunate to have Bill Dolan on again today to talk about this verse, Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And then I love, you know, the next verse, 4:7, the bookends of it and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And actually, your buddy, Pastor Ray Pepple, will help divide and share about that next week. But, Bill, I want to close out with a little portion of that when I get carried away.
Oh, yes.
Because I think it'll be a blessing to our listeners, because we can get carried away because of circumstances in life, or get weighed down and take our focus and eyes off the Lord. And that's not what he wants. He wants to work through our situations. He wants to build us up. He wants to encourage us. He wants to mature us, to refine us, to help us be that fragrance of Christ to hurting people. And that's something you do, Bill, very effectively as you work at the Salvation Army, as you invest your life with the prayer groups, when you get to meet on the first Wednesdays of every month, to the neighbors and people that you come in contact with where you're an inspiration. And thank you for blessing Marianne and and I these 2 days and being available. And we are open to how God continues to lead. And we're praying up Lincoln Christian University and who God might raise from that university to be a complement or a part of the radio ministry or through the Prime Lifetimes paper. The Great News Media Group is a collection of radio broadcasts of the Singing Men of GNN, the Great News Radio Children's Choir, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, the Conversational English Class, the Prime Lifetimes paper, and we just want to continue to dedicate it to the Lord's use, however you would raise up people to assist and bless us. And thank you, God, for those WLLM listeners that have prayed and were the foundation of this radio ministry that continues into the days ahead.
And as you say, Mark Burns, yay, God.
Yay, God. Yeah, credit to him.
Yay, God.
We give him thanks. And we'll close out with Ivan Parker, "When I Get Carried Away." May we all get a little bit carried away with sharing the good news message of Jesus with those around us. And we thank you, Bill, for being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Testimony Tuesday, doing the Memorization Monday.
We got carried away.
Yeah, we got carried away.
It's been a joy being with you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Bill Dolan with Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
The love that floods my soul. I must confess, I can't express the feelings deep inside me. The things I know and cannot show one day will overflow. I'm gonna let the glory roll when the roll is called in glory. I'm gonna get beside myself when I get beside the King. It may sound like thunder. My tearful eyes may fill the skies until it looks like rain.